podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer of New Constructs. Today I'm going to tell you the most important takeaway from Warren Buffett's annual letter to shareholders. First, I want to remind you that you can access us anywhere, www.newconstructs.com, on Facebook, LinkedIn, at New Constructs on Twitter, StockTwits. You can also catch us on Barron's. Our research on Men's Warehouse was recently featured by longtime columnist Vito Racanelli. Again, that's in Barron's, and our research on Men's Warehouse. We've actually been featured about 10 or 11 times in the last 10 or 11 months. So about once a month, Barron's is featuring New Constructs research. And, you know, let me say, you know, we're not in just a columnist talking about quick stock ideas. This is from a columnist that does deep, deliberate work on long and short ideas, and he likes to highlight our stuff. So I think that's a nice third-party endorsement of the work we do. Don't just take my word for it, as I like to say whenever I refer people to all the times that we've been featured in the media. So the most important part of Warren Buffett's letter, it's awesome. Here's the quote. Most advisors, however, are far better at generating high fees than they are at generating high returns. In truth, their core competence is salesmanship. So Buffett's actually referring to a great comment out of John Bogle's book, The Little Book of Common Sense Investing. And let me tell you, the reason that you have President Obama and many people in Washington, including John Bogle, talking about how advisors need to be held to a higher standard is because I think it's true. Look, there are lots of great advisors out there, and many of them are our clients. But I think it's important from a rules perspective for people to understand what to expect from their advisor. Because what I mention to people that aren't professional advisors, when I mention that their advisor is not necessarily held to a fiduciary responsibility, don't get me wrong, a lot of advisors act as if they are. But when I mention that, they're floored. They're super surprised. They can't believe it. And so the fact of the matter is, most advisors are not held to a fiduciary responsibility and don't act as if they are. Right? So they're only focused on doing what they have to do to make sure that they can't get in trouble with the law, and that is to give you the best advice at that point in time. That has nothing to do with making sure that their advice is aligned with your long-term best interests. That's why quotes like, most advisors, however, are far better at generating high fees than they are at generating high returns. In truth, their core competence is salesmanship. Right? So the fact of the matter is, a fiduciary standard for stockbrokers who invest the retirement savings of millions of Americans is a pretty good idea. Most people, again, are floored that is not actually already the case, right? There's been a couple good articles about this on MarketWatch.com. One is titled, John Bogle Enters White House Fray Over Broker Conflicts. I've been sharing this with a lot of friends because it has a lot of good information in here. It talks about Bogle and instilling a baseline of responsibility that many others still feel strongly is missing from retirement planning. It says, while fiduciary, quote unquote, is a bit of a snooze as words go, the idea is incredibly simple. You should be able to hire a stockbroker knowing that he will recommend investments that serve your interests ahead of his own profit motives. That's not the case right now. Headline, stockbrokers are not necessarily required to recommend investment that serve your interests over their own. When I tell that, explain it to people who aren't familiar with the industry, they're floored. Just like people are floored by the fact that research analysts don't read footnotes before publishing research. There's a lot of dirty little secrets on Wall Street, right? The diligence that you think is going to be done in reports just doesn't necessarily have to be done, and advisors aren't held to a fiduciary responsibility. Well, I think it's quite likely that both things are going to change soon, because effectively this is just revealing what most people already know. And this is the kind of transparency that creates opportunities for disruption in a very positive way. And I think it's a long time coming that the financial services industry sees some disruption. We've seen the impact of disruptive technology all over the place. And we've yet to see the impact of disruptive technology in the investment research arena and in the compliance arena and the due diligence arena. We've seen it in trading for sure. Platforms like Interactive Brokers have done tremendous work for investors. Sometimes some of these other platforms, E-Trade and others, haven't done such a great job because they're getting kickbacks by selling their orders off to other people. It's not done by certain platforms like Interactive Brokers. You should know the difference. Make sure you pay attention to that. Make sure you don't provide orders to someone who's going to sell them off to someone else. And make sure you don't take advice from people who don't have your fiduciary have your best interests and take a fiduciary role in providing you interest. Don't take advice from people that aren't doing proper due diligence. Those two things go hand in hand. I'm guessing that once advisors are held to a fiduciary level of responsibility, we're going to see more people care about due diligence, and more people care about footnotes. It only makes sense. In the meantime, you should take care, should get ahead of the curve. You should care about footnotes, use research like ours, or read the footnotes on your own, right? And you should definitely act in the best interest of your clients. Pretend that you have a fiduciary responsibility, whether you have one or not. I think that's going to be good for business, no matter what kind of client you're dealing with, and I highly recommend it. It's certainly the way we approach our clients. We assume that every time that we make recommendations, and we don't give professional advice, we're a publisher. But when we write our research, we do so with the best interest of clients in mind. We do that easily because we don't have conflicts. We're not paid by companies. We're not paid by corporations. We're not paid for doing deals. We're not promotional writers. We're not paid to do anything but provide the best possible advice to our clients. And again, it's not officially advice, but we're focused on writing the best possible research for our clients. That's our focus. We're focused on doing the best possible research. We're focused on best possible understanding of earnings quality and valuation. That's what we care about. We're not held to a fiduciary standard either. That's not what we're operating as. We're not giving advice. We're a publisher. And so if you are taking advice, if you are searching for advice, number one, make sure they're doing their proper diligence and make sure that they're willing to meet a fiduciary responsibility. I don't think that that's a big deal. I think that's fair to expect. And I think that the regulation and the legislation that's going to require that for everyone is not too far in the distant future. I think this is going to be something that most people will be up in arms about the fact that it's not actually already being done, that advisors are not already held to fiduciary responsibility. And I think that once more people understand that that's the case, there's going to be easily enough demand from the public for this legislation to go through. So again, my advice to advisors and anyone who's giving advice out there, get ahead of the curve. Use research like ours or read the footnotes on your own and communicate the entire true risk of certain investments to your clients so they are able to make informed decisions and you are adequately informing them of the risk of the investment. Because ignoring things in the footnotes, I don't think is going to be tolerated for much longer. Why should you? Our service is very affordable. There's no reason you need to have to risk having to tell your clients why you don't focus on research that leverages information from the footnotes, or why you choose to ignore information from the footnotes. It's good information. You should take advantage of it.